This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Tonight, Beyonce's surprise drop, Decoded.
Baby is back and I'm sleeping real good at night.
Plus,
it's not the same.
Check this out. Why Harry Styles fans are camping out for a concert that's 5 months away. And
oh my God, I can't believe it.
Adele's return to the stage, but what's going on with her Vegas residency? Then, look at proud papa Brian Austin Green. New details about his baby boy with Sharna Burgess. And from canceled to comeback, the TV show that just got saved. Plus, Stranger Things crashes Netflix.
I'm like, wow.
We're with the cast as the final episode drop is a spinoff next. E.T. starts now.
What is that sound?
Oh, it's the Beehive losing their minds over Beyonce's new video. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. What's going to happen when Renaissance drops?
Exactly.
We will find out exactly soon enough. But yes, Sasha Fierce is coming for us on a Friday, breaking our souls with style.
You will break my soul. You will break my soul.
From leather chic to disco queen, Beyonce rocks 13 different looks in the new video she directed herself for British Vogue.
Listen, that new album comes out in 28 days, but who's counting? I already like the phrase break my soul so much.
Beyonce also posted this pic on a silver horse for the cover art for Renaissance. The image racked up almost 4 million likes in just 24 hours. The jaw-dropping photo has drawn comparisons to this shot of Bianca Jagger riding into Studio 54 on a white horse. Twitter's convinced that B's referencing the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. 40-year-old Beyonce explained the new album, quote, allowed me a place to dream and to find escape during a scary time for the world, adding, I hope it inspires you to release the wiggle. Oh, it's released, all right. That's Cardi B jamming last night to the dancey lead single. Now, while the Beehive buzzes for Beyonce's seventh studio album, Adele, classic and all black, took the stage in London tonight. In the audience, Tom Cruise and James Corden. The 15-time Grammy winner shared these super casual candid pics behind the scenes at her rehearsal. As for Adele's Vegas residency, well, it's still up in the air. There appears to be scheduling issues despite this promise back in February.
Oh, this year?
Oh, 100%.
Adele, of course, has diehard fans. But let's talk about Harry Styles for a second.
As it was.
His upcoming concert in Argentina is still 5 months away, but a group of fans are already camping out outside the stadium, rotating shifts in these tents, hoping to get the best spot inside when he performs.
I've been very lucky to always know the most amazing group of fans. I hope they like the music.
Really, y'all? 5 months? That's dedication, Harry. You better love those fans. Now let's get to a Hollywood Stork Report. And a big congrats to Brian Austin Green and Sharna Burgess.
He is an amazing dad, I can tell you that. He's one of the best I've ever known or witnessed.
That's Brian and Sharna's new baby boy clutching dad's finger. His name, Zane Walker Green.
This is so surreal.
Hours after posting the baby news, Brian hit up the Last the Night premiere in Beverly Hills, still wearing his hospital bracelet and giving his co-stars a first glimpse at the new three-day-old.
We really took our time. We took 4 or 5 dates before we even kissed.
Sharna, Brian's former dancing pro and real-life partner of nearly 2 years, shared bump dates throughout her pregnancy. This is her first child, but Brian's fifth, all boys. He shares a son with ex Vanessa Marcel and 3 with Megan Fox. We're told Brian and Megan peacefully co-parent, and Sharna and the kids get along.
I love spending time with the boys, and I love having them in my life. That makes me smile.
We love when the blended family
works. Isn't that so cool?
Yes, indeed. All right, now to the big 4th of July weekend box office. A lot of families are going to be headed to the movies for Minions, The Rise of Gru. It's projected, Kev, to make $150 million worldwide.
Wow, and Steve Carell is back to voice the bad guy's origin story, and our Will Marfuji was with him.
What do you think it is about the Minions that people also find so lovable?
They are equal parts obnoxious and hysterical and silly. And I think they represent a side of all of us that we sometimes like to be, but can't always be.
I am pretty despicable. You don't want to cross me.
Some new voices enter the Minions universe. Michelle Yeoh is a healer, Master Chow, and Taraji P. Henson plays a 70s-style villain named Belle Bottle.
Yeah, baby.
Are there any similarities?
I love music from the 70s. I was born in 1970. I can rock an afro. I have one.
Uh-huh. Danny Trejo plays Stronghold, and Dolph Lundgren, remember him from Rocky IV?
I must break you.
He plays Vengeance.
I hear he's a hell of a roller skater. He's a character. He's a Viking on skates, from the 70s.
Dolph's next projects, The Expendables 4 and Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom.
It's time we send him a message, though, here.
There's been a lot of speculation about Aquaman and Amber possibly getting cut out of it. Do you know anything about that? Have you spoken to Amber recently?
I haven't spoken to Amber. I mean, she was great during the shooting. I don't know what's going on. I think the film is looking great from what I hear.
I agree.
That's awesome. Cool.
Well, from Aquaman to another superhero, Star-Lord Chris Pratt. He's doing double duty on his new Prime Video series, The Terminal List, but he couldn't do it without wife Katherine Schwarzenegger's help.
How did doing this show feel, you know, not only as a performer in it, but also as an executive producer?
By the grace of God, I've got a very understanding and loving wife who stepped up and took care of business at home while I was basically leaving before she woke up and getting home after she'd gone to bed.
Chris spent months shooting the 8-episode conspiracy thriller that's out today based on the best-selling book series. It follows a group of Navy SEALs who are ambushed in a setup.
I have 12 men flying home in caskets right now.
He'd been talking about this forever, you know, and his dream to make it a miniseries. So I watched him work on this, for months.
Chris's brother-in-law, Patrick Schwarzenegger, plays a young Navy SEAL. Constance Wu is a reporter. Riley Keough is Chris's wife. And Taylor Kitsch is Chris's best friend.
Could have assets killing SEALs in Coronado. That's what you're telling me.
So what's something we wouldn't know about Chris? Because I feel like he's a pretty open book.
Something you wouldn't know about Pratt? That he's funny?
Want to tell me what happened? Somebody fed us bad intel. It's a setup.
How would you describe the show?
This is a psychological thriller, man, that really we lead and mislead you throughout the whole show to the last beat of the show. So that's what you're getting.
Stay off my list.
From a psychological thriller to the supernatural, The Wait is Over. Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 2 is now on Netflix. And so many people tried to watch it early this morning, the streaming service actually crashed.
He's not going to stop. Not until he's taken everyone.
Everything is driven by love and survival.
Your friends have lost.
It's off the bat, not looking great for us.
No, it's not.
These final two episodes are supersized. In fact, Chapter 9 is the length of a movie. And while we won't spoil it for you, creators, the Duffer Brothers, promise a much darker finale and fate for the Hawkins crew.
There are characters who are in real, real danger.
I know you're frightened.
So, things to watch for. One, more Kate Bush.
She gets her life saved by Kate Bush.
By Kate Bush.
Two, what will happen with Vecna? A behind-the-scenes secret, Jamie Campbell Bauer, who spent 8.5 hours transforming into the villainous creature, actually used his creepy voice between takes.
They can't help you, Max.
Three, get ready for a Stranger Things spinoff. The Duffer Brothers haven't officially announced anything, but they tease, quote, there's more exciting stories to tell. It's going to be different than what anyone is expecting, including Netflix.
When we watch the episodes, I'm like, wow, I'm just watching this as a fan. I didn't see any of this on the day.
Now to more TV news. CBS's canceled Magnum PI will say aloha to NBC next season in a surprise pickup.
Yeah, I heard.
Hollywood decided it wasn't done with me.
ET has learned NBC has greenlit 2 seasons, which will be 10 episodes each. Star Jay Hernandez tweeted the good news saying, quote, we did it. Your love and support helped get us over the finish line. Time to dust off the aloha shirt.
I love it. It's wonderful.
I spoke to co-star Zachary Knighton, who said, quote, Goonies never say die.
We do feel like the Goonies. This is so insane.
What was everyone's reaction?
Everyone is so excited about the show coming back. Honestly, we could not have done it without the fans.
So when do you guys get to go back on set and start shooting again?
I haven't been given exact dates yet, but from what I'm hearing, I think it's going to be around September. We'll probably start shooting and we'll be ready.
The reboot aired 4 seasons on CBS before it was canceled in May. ET spent a lot of time on the Hawaii set and in that iconic red Ferrari.
Why don't you sit in the driver's seat?
Oh, Lord.
What's this? Oh, see, that's the good stuff right there.
You know, I got a chance to ride in that Ferrari. Do you get a chance to ride in it a lot with Jay?
They had me riding in that Ferrari quite a bit in the first 2 seasons. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I'm parked behind the bar all the time. So I don't know if just Jay and Purdy look better together in that Ferrari.
All right, Zach, thanks so much. Okay, time to return to the 90s for our boomerang flashback.
She knows damn. This girl can't act.
We're behind the scenes with a then 25-year-old Halle Berry.
They cut my last big love scene.
And more movie milestones.
I haven't got ball players, I've got girls.
E.T. with Madonna on the set of A League of Their Own, now being turned into a TV show.
That's going to stay in my memory for a long time.
And what you never knew about the first Transformers movie.
It's the biggest movie of this summer.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
My lips are so luscious.
I love mine too.
Hey, Diggs. Kicking it with Nia Long and Sanaa Lathan on the set of The Best Man, the final chapters, yes, based on the movies we all know and love so doggone much. The series premieres on Peacock when?
December 22nd, 2022. When? December 22nd, 2022.
Thank you, because where will we be that day?
Watching it on Hello. Peacock.
Meanwhile, can we celebrate another 90s classic?
Oh, yes, we can.
Boomerang just turned 30.
Halle Berry cannot believe this. She posted a mouth drop emoji along with one of her favorite scenes. What do you know about love?
What?
Love should have brought you home last night. Mm-hmm. I tried not to cuss, but she did cuss. Now, you know, E.T. was on that set, and we're also flashing back with the cast.
Artsy-fartsy.
Oh, man. Look at girl. How you doing? My name is David Allen Greer.
I'm Martin.
Look there right now. She throws down. This girl can't act.
We were just all starting little babies and trying to figure it out.
Hey.
Boomerang saw Eddie as a serial womanizer who has the tables turned on him by his boss, Robin Givens. Then along comes Halle, who inspires Eddie to change his ways.
We had to shoot it like 7 times as Halle would slap me and then burst out laughing. And my nose is almost bleeding. She is really like, ah, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I was like, you're sorry.
Eddie wrote the story and cast pals like Chris Rock and Tisha Campbell in the movie.
Would you like to come over for a cup of coffee?
Not even if Jesus was pouring.
Boomerang made $131 million in 1992 and is considered one of the first mainstream black rom-coms.
I think that means that we're moving in the right direction, that studios are feeling confident in the fact that black people have very important stories to tell that don't deal with drugs and violence.
Please be gentle.
I'm not a funny cat in bed. I'm very, very serious. My face be like this in bed.
I'm never going to be able to unsee that. Now to the classic that taught us there's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying.
A League of Their Own casting secrets revealed.
By the time we came around, she was pregnant.
Plus, how one of the original players is still making headlines decades later.
I'm living another life again.
Then,
oh, God, please don't.
Our Friday flashback to the set of Transformers with Shia, Megan Fox, Josh Duhamel, and Tyrese.
I'm just cool, man.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
To play Ben Franklin.
Nice.
I'm playing Ben Franklin in a series for Apple.
He played the American president.
Great movie.
So why not a founding father? Check out Michael Douglas as Benjamin Franklin for the upcoming series Franklin on Apple TV Plus.
All right, so let's go from that transformation to the live action Transformers. Sunday will mark the 15th anniversary of the franchise. Hard to believe. And of course, E.T. was there from the beginning.
Hey!
It's the biggest movie of this summer.
That's weird. I just wouldn't peg you for mechanical.
Was the kissing scene awkward?
Hell no. But it was enjoyable. I mean, I'm just talking from my standpoint now.
Shia found love on screen, battled shape-shifting robots, and brought CGI to life.
Yeah, it's challenging, sure. I mean, because you got to conjure it all up, and there's nothing to react to or respond to.
He was just 21 at the time, co-star Megan a month older, and both were just hitting it big.
Thank God you're here! Okay, I've had the worst day ever!
E.T. was behind the scenes of the near $710 million blockbuster, the first of 6 movies so far in the franchise.
We're all rolling!
action-loving Michael Bay directed, and it was one of the first big movies for Josh Duhamel.
How's it feel up there?
Feels good.
And Tyrese. We were there as they filmed in a scorching New Mexico desert.
Started out in the desert in 120-degree heat.
Well, then what's your secret to staying cool?
I'm just cool, babe.
So are there a lot of stunts for them?
John, you're talking to me. Of course there's a lot of stunts.
Oh, God, but it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Which one of us is sexier? I think we both have our own sexy thing going. Mm-hmm. He could never pull the girls I could pull, and vice versa. But us together, man, we're going to shut it down.
Now to another movie milestone, A League of Their Own. Hard to believe it's been 30 years since Tom Hanks delivered one of the most unforgettable lines in movie history.
There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
I had to get fat. I had to gain some weight.
Tom gained 30 pounds to play the boozy and volatile manager, Jimmy Dugan.
I haven't got ball players. I've got girls.
The film's director and late legend Penny Marshall told E.T. Tom fought hard for the role.
Tom wanted the part because he had a couple of flops, and he said, I want this part.
Mark.
E.T. was on the set with the cast in sweltering Evansville, Indiana heat back in 1991.
Madonna, number 5.
It was hard work.
A lot of people passed out.
Yeah, a lot of puking.
Some more behind-the-scenes secrets?
Madonna, is your baseball playing as good as your singing?
Unfortunately not.
Madonna struggled so badly fielding ground balls as All the Way May, her character's position was moved from third base to the outfield. And Gina Davis was not Penny's first choice to play the lead role of Dottie Henson.
I wanted Demi Moore, but by the time we came around, she was pregnant.
Penny was inspired to make the film after seeing a documentary about the real-life Trailblazers. I had the honor to speak to one of those players who inspired the film, 95-year-old Spitfire Maybelle Blair.
What were your initial thoughts when you first saw the movie?
We were actually stunned. I would say it was about 90% correct.
Maybelle is now a consultant on the upcoming A League of Their Own Prime Video series premiering August 12th.
How does it feel that this movie is still relevant and now it's becoming a TV series?
You have no idea. I'm living another life again.
And as Maybelle recently revealed while promoting the series, it's also her most authentic life.
This is actually basically the first time I've ever come out.
When I was up there on the stage, I just blurted it out that I was gay. And, you know, it's the strangest thing. I felt this relief come over me, like I said. And I thought, well, Maybelle, you did it.
That woman is a true American legend. Yes. I love her.
And I love when you can live out loud.
Yes.
Go ahead, Maybelle. All right, coming up, why Harrison Ford will soon have plenty to celebrate.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Hey, join us Monday. We've got new details on Indiana Jones 5.
I'm excited to play the character again.
As we celebrate 8 decades of Harrison Ford and his iconic movie milestones.
Plus, our 4th of July flashback to when we first met billion-dollar man, Tom Cruise.
I love to dance. So I thought, what the heck, I need a vacation.
And yes, y'all, it was at a disco. We leave you now with some girl power to get your weekend started.
Enjoy. See you soon. Happy 4th of July.
Joey King's action-packed fairy tale film, The Princess, is streaming now on Hulu, and boy, did it take a toll on Joey's body.
85 to 90% of what you see on screen is actually me. I had wrist surgery, and that was on my right hand, and I wound up sword fighting with my right hand. But honestly, like, the pain, it was kind of addicting how much fun I had on it.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.